We'll start out with the announcements of committee members. The two chairs that are open are high school youth that are part of a program that we have in youth and government. It's very unusual that they would both be missing, but either of them are missing. That is a program we started a few years ago, and what happens is a couple, several people, hundreds, actually get nominated. And next meeting, we will interview, and we narrow it down to 12, two to a committee, and they sit on the committee and they can ask questions. They're not here tonight, but I wanted you to know a little bit about that program. So, to my left, supervisors, which will be voting on the agenda items tonight, if they're ready to introduce themselves. Starting with you, who would like to vote?
Mike Gable, District 4, North End.
Supervisor Decker, District 22.
I'm Doug Noble, and I represent District 17, which is approximately one-third of Pleasant Prairie.
Andy Buehler, Kenosha County Planning and Development.
I'm Supervisor Greg Retzloff, County District 15, which is Summers.
April Webb, Administrative Secretary for the Planning Office.
And we have one supervisor that's absent, Mike Skolitsky, who represents Summers. Summers Parish. He is a very good teacher. Okay. Now I usually explain a little bit about the process. Some people may have only, this may be the only meeting, public hearing that you might come to. The first thing I'll do is Andy will read the agenda item, and he might give us a briefing on the item, and then we'll ask the petitioner to come forward to one of these two mics up here and state your name and address, and for the record, and explain exactly what you're requesting. And then the committee may ask questions of the petitioner. And then after those questions are asked, we'll ask if there's anybody in attendance that's in favor of this, and we'll ask it for two times. And then we'll ask if there's anybody in attendance that's against the petition. We'll ask for that twice. And then we'll return it. That will be then the closing of the public hearing portion of that agenda item. And then we'll ask Andy to read the recommendation from the town. The committee may still ask questions, and at some point we'll get a motion for the item, and then move the motion and move on to the next item on the agenda. So with that, Andy, I guess if everything's been printed and properly in the papers.
Yes, and I'll just start out with the fact that we do have to notice the agenda in the Kenosha News as a Class 2 notice. It was published on February 26th and March 3rd. With that being said, we can move to item number 6, which is the rezoning of Robert M. and Vivian R. Lorraine, Trustees, 2741 St. Andrews Boulevard, Tarpon Springs, Florida, 34688. Owner, David Smith, P.O. Box 268, Twin Lakes, Wisconsin, 53181. Agent, requesting a rezoning from the R5 Urban Single Family Residential District, the R6 Urban Single Family Residential District, and R2 Suburban Single Family Residential District to R5 Urban Single Family Residential District and R2 Suburban Single Family Residential District on tax parcel number 604-119-181-0800, located in northeast one quarter of Section 18, Town of Randall. We will bring up the map on this item, and you can see the area of the property is outlined in yellow, and the highlighted area is the area that is being rezoned from R6 to R5. And then if we can have the agent on this item come forward and briefly explain what the rezoning is all about tonight.
Hello everyone, in the board and in the public, I'm set by Twin Lakes, Wisconsin, the attorney, represent the Lorraines. Essentially what they're doing is they're taking a parcel that's over 80,000 square feet and dividing it into two 40,000 square feet parcels. The rezone is necessary because the R6 is actually would allow them to build a denser development than what they're planning is just going to be two single-family homes on these two 40,000-square-foot lots. And I guess I have a question for the board. I know this is on the rezone, but we also have the land division itself, the CSM. Are we all dealing with that right?
And that will actually come up. That vote will be later on in the meeting.
Okay, okay. Are you going to ask for me to present this again then?
No, you can explain everything right now with
okay,
that. That'll
okay.
be sufficient.
Sure. So so essentially, this is in keeping with the character of the surrounding areas. As I mentioned, there's going to be two single-family homes right now. It's Mr. Lorraine, and then his daughter is going to own the other lot and live in the other home. So that's going to stay in the family, at least in the hopefully near to distant future. This process was significantly discussed with county and town officials prior to any presentation being made. So I think that some of the case that we had, for example, the dedication of the right-of-way and things like that, have all been done pursuant to the input of the various town and county agencies. But I'd be happy to answer those questions.
So the irregularity, irregularity to it is due to keeping the both at 40,000.
That's correct.
And you purchased that little pie. Where did you purchase that pie from?
That little pie there was purchased from the adjacent lot owner, Mr. Keating, and that was necessary to meet the 40,000 square foot per lot requirement. There's been questions in the past because there is a beach easement that some of the properties, especially directly to the north of the development, benefit from. In no way is that easement going to be impinged or imposed upon. That will remain the same.
Where's the beach?
It's just to the north, right, exactly, right now.
Any other questions from the committee? Is there anybody here tonight that would like to speak in favor of this petition? Anybody in favor? Seeing none, is there anybody against? Is there anybody opposed? Seeing no one coming forward, Andy, do we have a recommendation?
We do. We have information from the town board. They met on February 26th, and the motion to approve was made and approved. Do not have the exact vote.
I make a motion to approve the rezoning.
I'll second.
Motion by Supervisor Decker, second by Supervisor Abel. And you did do the roads and everything. Was you said that it's all ironed out. It's all been ironed out.
Correct. I mean, when we get to the certified survey map, I mean, there is some conditions that we have in place that need to be taken care of before it can be signed. But otherwise, everything is pretty much in place.
Any other questions? Not all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Would the board like me to stay then for the
yeah.
second
because
part?
You'll have to sign that tonight yet. I guess I misspoke. You don't sign it, but we would like you to stay. I have to sign it.
Okay. Item number 7 is a comprehensive plan amendment and public hearing on proposed amendment to Attic Self Storage, LM, Inc., 6850 349th Avenue, Burlington, Wisconsin, 53105, owner, Town of Salem, P.O. Box 4443, Salem, Wisconsin, 53168, agent. Request an amendment to the adopted land use plan map for Kenosha County 2035. It's map 65 of the comprehensive plan from high density residential to business industrial park on part of tax parcel number 664120274022 in the town of Salem. The map for this item is being shown, and the area highlighted in purple is the area where the request is being made to amend the existing comprehensive plan from the high-density residential to the business industrial park.
Okay.
press the button on the mic. You have to speak right into it.
Patrick Casey, Town Administrator for Salem. The request for the comprehensive plan change for this particular parcel is to have it conform with the rest of the shaded parcels in red, where the town is partnering with the Kenosha Area Business Alliance to develop a business park. This form of the little area that we're changing when the map was originally drawn, basically was all we did was whoever did the map drew a straight line and didn't follow the property line at that time. So we are just asking to change the comprehensive plan to follow the actual property line, which will be sold to CABA and to begin the development of the business park. And item 7, do that, start with that, and the next two items as well have to do with the business park as well.
Any questions from the committee?
I should ask this yesterday. Is this the park that, that we just voted on?
Yes,
sir.
The finance committee?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. All right. You know, questions at this time from the committee. Is there anybody in attendance that would like to speak in favor of this? Is there anybody in favor? Is there anybody here tonight that is against? Anybody opposed? Seeing no one coming forward. Andy, a recommendation from the town board?
We do, and on this item does have to be posted as a class one. It's a 30-day notice, and that was taken care of on February 6th. Information from the town board did meet on this item on March 9th. Motion was made and carried unanimously for approval.
I make a motion to approve the comprehensive plan amendment.
I'll second.
Okay. We have a motion by Supervisor Decker and a second by Supervisor Retzlaff. Any questions before we call the vote? And this will be a roll call vote. Seeing none, Supervisor Gable?
Aye.
Supervisor Decker?
Aye.
Noble, aye. Retzlaff?
Aye.
It's unanimous. Thank you. No one's opposed. Next item.
The next item is number 8. This is the rezoning of this parcel owned by AdXL Storage LM 6850349th Avenue, Burlington, Wisconsin, 53105 owner, Town of Salem, P.O. Box 443, Salem, Wisconsin, 53168 agent. Requesting a rezoning from A1 Agricultural Preservation District and C1 Lowland Resource Conservancy District to BP1 Business Park District, R3 Urban Single Family Residential District, and C1 Lowland Resource Conservancy District on tax parcel number 664120274022 in the town of Salem. The map for this item is here on the screen. You can see the different areas of the request for the rezone. Property highlighted in yellow, area in green, being requested from A1 to BP1. Then moving to the left or west, there is an area that is C1, which would remain. That's a wetland area. And then the purple area, which is A1, being rezoned to R3. And now, based upon the previous vote, the comprehensive plan would match with what this request is for the residential and the business park zoning.
Yeah, the reason for this one is that the whole property is not going to be sold. It's going to be provided through CSM later on, but the purple is remaining in the owner's hands, and it really doesn't lend itself well to the business park uses, as the conservancy district is basically a creek that divides it. So business park will not be on purple, but it will be on that portion.
Now, is that area in that we're rezoning to, from A1 to R3, is that already on the comprehensive plan as...
It is. We can go back to that.
Yeah. We had a work session yesterday. I don't recall that.
This is that area over here in orange, which is medium density residential.
Okay, so that's why we didn't talk about it already, was
yeah.
in the comprehensive plan. Sorry. Any other questions from the committee?
I have a question about the purple area.
You can ask that when I ask for the public. Any other questions from the committee? Okay. All those in favor of this petition, you can speak now, and if you're in favor or opposed, it doesn't matter if you have a question.
What is the plan for the purple? It's going to be retained by the owner, and I'm not sure there's any solid plans other than continuation of farming or open space until some decisions are made for that.
Sir? Would you come up to the microphone? Because you asked a question, we have to have your name and address. And if you have another question, feel free to ask.
Just press the button on the box. Yeah.
There it is. We're here about the purple area, the neighbors of that.
Okay, can you please just state your name and your address?
My name is Tad Stryer, 101030, 458 Ave, Trigger. We are concerned that if that area is rezoned, then a bunch of houses will go in right there or behind where we live. We'd really rather not that have that happen.
Is the owner of the property?
The owner of the property is here, I'll ask Mr. Simon if he can approach and speak like a cop.
Yeah, I understand.
Come on up here.
Hi, Larry, is completely in.
Yes, you can
have a seat. Go ahead, sit down and speak into this. Give your name and address.
Larry Simon, 6850349 Avenue, Burlington, Wisconsin.
And if you can just address the question.
What was the question?
With the intent of the property.
There is no plan that's going to stay in the farm at this point in time.
So why rezone it?
Well, we have to rezone it. It follows what the comprehensive plan laid out already for that piece of property. So since we're subdividing the property, it makes sense to follow a comprehensive plan into what it's supposed to be in the future. So that's what we're doing.
Additionally, because the property is being reduced in size, the current zoning A1 is 35-acre minimum, and the fact that it's being reduced in size, it would need to be rezoned to the appropriate zoning. And in this case, as previously mentioned, as the comprehensive plan shows medium density residential, and the R3 zoning would be the appropriate zoning for that based upon the size of the property. And whatever happens with that, it is still one parcel. If they choose to subdivide that in the future, that is up to the owner to do so and would need to go through the proper process at that point. But as of right now, it'll be one parcel which has residential zoning, which could support a single family home if you choose to do that.
Yeah, state your name and address.
Bill Rams, 11025, 258 Avenue. At that point in time, if the decision is made by the owner to redo that, then we would be notified again that the process would be going again. Even if it gets rezoned now, as far as if he wants to divide it up into smaller properties?
That is correct, because the town and the county has what's called a certified survey map process. That's the process used to subdivide the property. It is a public hearing, and does need to be approved at the local level as well as the county level.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else that would like to speak in favor of this petition? Anybody else in favor? Seeing none, is there anybody else that would like to speak against this petition or have questions of any kind? Anybody opposed? All right, seeing nobody else, do we have a recommendation from the town board?
Yes. On March 9th, the town board did meet on this item. A motion was made to approve, and it carried unanimously.
I make a motion to approve the rezoning.
I'll second it.
Motion by Supervisor Decker, second by Supervisor Gable to approve. Any questions? This is a simple majority. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Next one, a similar.
Next item is number 9. This is the rezoning. Town of Salem, P.O. Box 443, Salem, Wisconsin 53168. Owner requesting a rezoning from A1 Agricultural Preservation District to BP1 Business Park District and C1 Lowland Resource Conservancy District on tax parcel number 664-120-271-0400 in the town of Salem. This item you can see on the screen, again, the property is outlined in yellow. The area in green is being requested to change from A1 to BP1, and due to the fact that wetlands do show up on the DNR wetland inventory map, the areas in highlighted yellow are being asked to be rezoned from A1 to C1, which is Lowland Resource Conservancy.
The petitioner?
Yeah, this is the town zone portion of the future business park. This is the additional 40 acres that the town owns and combining with the previous property, like the 80-acre business park.
You want to, can we go over the CSM right now, too?
Sure.
Let me just rotate that here.
This is the CSM showing the division of the 7 acres from the 40 acres. Currently, we're only doing the first, making two lots, as we don't have an idea yet how big the individual lots of the business park are going to be. We're going to try to reserve that for when we get the actual businesses, and we don't want to split them all up, and they can't fit after being joined. So the initial thought is to split the properties. Let's show this CSM now. And as we begin to design and develop the future business park and get tenants, that we begin to do that CSM and show where the road's going to be and split up the lots into whatever size and shape we anticipate, possibly up to 12 different lots in the future that are close to the roadway. As the diagram that fits. That's only the design at this point. So we actually put the road in and get tenants. We need to come back to again probably multiple CSMs to provide these problems.
So there again, when you get to the level of putting the roads in, you'll have to come back.
Right, correct.
Right, I just thought that it might be helpful for everyone to kind of see the whole picture here of all what's taken, because there's multiple items on the agenda and the CSM will follow, but this is the concept plan of how it could be subdivided in the future.
Yeah, this is the current vision of where the road is going to be. The 254th is already there, portions of it next to our highway fire facility, and we are just going to continue that road throughout it. This anticipated layout maximizes the space that we have. We believe we'll have about 60 buildable acres out there, and then room for the pond, the streets, and alternative access road plan for the future, if we need that as well, depending on the traffic and what goes in there.
Supervisor Tucker?
Are you planning on putting the road in before you sell the lots? So that's going to be fixed, or are you going to wait to see what the how the lots go?
The road's going to go in first.
Okay, so that
we do have an opportunity since 254th there. Basically orders 2 to 3 lots to sell those lots without having to put the road in.
so that we get a jump start on it. But the road's going to have to go on first, and as soon as we anticipate, once this process is done, once we create the tax increment district and do all of our agreement with CABA, that sometime in May we'll go into national design and then hopefully bid it out and start that construction this year. Yeah.
Okay, so the roads will be there first.
The road, before you road and the utilities will be in the ground. We have the sewer, the water, electricity, and the ready businesses.
Okay, thank you.
I'm just curious. I know it's a little early, but has there been interest?
It's been interest.
I mean, you're happy with that? Just from the standpoint.
Yeah, we're happy. We're happy with two things, really. We're happy that we're creating a business park. It's only been 6 months since we had the initial discussion, so we're moving really quickly on this. And we're happy that CABA, who is the next organization, are doing their due diligence and have some very much interested parties all there.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Good to hear. Okay, any other questions from the petitioner? Anybody here tonight that would like to speak in favor of this petition? Anybody in the public that would like to come forward and speak in favor or has a question? Anybody in the public that would like to speak against? Anybody opposed? Seeing no one coming forward, then recommendation from the town board?
Town board met on this on March 9th. There was a motion made to approve, and that was carried unanimously.
I make a motion to approve the rezoning.
I'll second that.
Motion by Supervisor Decker, second by Supervisor Retzloff. And I think for some reason I feel compelled just to make, if you would comment about your email beyond this, there's plans to expand the long range.
Can you back to
the
next?
Yeah,
sure. We anticipate that this is a success. There's an opportunity there to expand to two other phases of this park, depending on if we can get the land and things like that. And one would basically go straight up, follow the road straight up. And
yeah, I'll get the other map. That might be a little more helpful.
Yeah, if you see the parcel right to the north of the green, that would be, if we could get the property, and if this is successful, phase two, that would go all the way north to Highway SA. And then the property to the east of that, that goes all the way to Route 83, would be phase three. If this is a good success, we looked at it, there's no guarantees. Afforded, there's no guarantees that we're going to sell the property for that. But we have looked in the future. We have the ability to service that with the water that we have. Again, we'll have to get in the water business with this business park. We've never been before. We have a municipal site as well, the tower. When we built the highway fire facility, we're anticipating a possible long term need for public water. So we'll be able to serve all three of those phases if necessary.
Thank you. Any other questions then before we vote? Simple majorities needed. All those in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
Item number 10 is the comprehensive plan amendment. This is a public hearing for the comprehensive plan amendment of Henry C. DiClemente Trust, 91 East Canterbury Lane, Northfield, Illinois, 60093. Owner Jack DiClemente, P.O. Box 664, Wilmette, Illinois 60091. Agent requests an amendment to the adopted land use plan map for Kenosha County, 2035, map 65 of the comprehensive plan, from farmland preservation and PEC to general agricultural and open land and PEC on tax parcel numbers 304-220-293-0500 and 304-220-320-100 in the town of Brighton. Map for this item is shown on the screen. The area of the property is outlined in purple, and the tan areas, which are currently farmland preservation, it's being required. request to be changed to open land. The green area, which is primary environmental corridor, which is PEC, is being asked to remain the same.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, good evening. I do have a plan, if that's what we'd like me to use, or do we have our exhibit?
I think I did bring it up.
Would you give your name while he's bringing
it up? I'm sorry, Jack D. Clemente. My address is P.O. Box 664, Illinois, Illinois, AM 2519.
Thank you.
Okay, we have, currently it's a 80 and a 40 acre parcel. 80 is to the south, 40 is to the north. We are taking those two parcels and we're redividing it into eight parcels, ranging in size from 13.01 acres up to as large as 17.1 acres. We meet the frontage, minimum frontage of 300 feet along the street. The smallest frontage for any of these parcels is 455 feet.
But we're not doing that to make, right? We're not doing that to make, though. That's your plan.
Yes,
you'll
that's
be
correct.
Coming back and
that's
to do that. Yeah, that was our understanding in our work session. Just so we're on the same page.
Yes.
Okay. All right, any questions from the committee?
Just repeat, this was a family's?
It's a family trust.
Trust.
Yes.
And you are the trustee?
I am one of the eight siblings.
And you are
representing the family, yes.
Okay. All right, so you're comfortable with what Andy asked, with all the conditions that would go?
Absolutely.
And you, the other seven or so are okay with that?
Yes, we are. One of the trustees here today also, my brother Joe.
Okay, as long as you're comfortable on Andy, because, you know, we've got eight people with their land sometimes.
Of course, of course.
They get a little, you know, so thank you. As long as you're comfortable.
I'm glad you recognize that.
Thank you.
Okay, is there anybody here or any other questions from the committee? Is there anybody here in attendance that would like to speak in favor of this petition? Anybody in favor? Anybody here against? Anybody opposed? Seeing no one, recommendation from the town board.
And just before I get to that, I just want to mention that again, this is another item where there is a class one notice 30 days in advance that was published on February, I believe it was February 6th, but it did meet the 30-day notice requirement. We do have information from the town board that they met on March 9th, and there was a motion to approve, and it passed unanimously.
I make a motion to approve the comprehensive plan amendment.
I'll second it.
Motion by Supervisor Decker, second by Supervisor Gable. Are there any questions? If not, this is requires a roll call vote. So starting with Supervisor Gable.
Aye.
Supervisor Decker.
Aye.
Supervisor Noble. Aye. Supervisor Ressler.
Aye.
It's unanimous 4-0. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, thank you.
Item number 11 is a conditional use permit for Kenosha Country Club, P.O. Box 249, Kenosha, Wisconsin, 531410249, owner Neil Contormson, Contormson and Hartley LLP, 600 52nd Street, Suite 200, Kenosha, Wisconsin, 53140, agent, requesting a conditional use permit for a golf course in the PR1 Park and Recreational District on tax parcel number 814-223-0630-200 in the town of Summers. Screen, you can see the map of the golf course that is on PR1 Park Recreational District, and if the petitioners can just state again what's all transpired for you to be here today.
Good evening. My name is Neil.
Press the button. And there you go.
My name is Neil Thompson. I'm the agent for the Kenosha Country Club. I live at 6749 50th Avenue in Kenosha. David Ressler, General Manager of Kenosha County Club, 5254 West Oxford Avenue, Wisconsin. This application for a conditional use permit relates to
think this is really a positive move to the Coach Country Club. We received a variance from the Coach County Board of Adjustments on April 3rd, 2014. We know that it's within 75-foot shoreline of Lake Creek, but we got approval of that and plan to commence construction and do this project hopefully in the fall this year. Here to answer any questions about this project, but you can see on the drawing to the far left is a deck that we're going to basically fix, make it wood, and then the pool building is going to be torn down and replaced, and a brand new building will be constructed for both the pool, bathhouse, and for a fitness center to the far east. There is a gazebo, which is, I think, a little bit on the lower end. That will be removed so that the decking area will be improved for the pool.
Are you curious? Are you putting in a new pool too, or the same pool?
No, the pool will stay as is. This is just the outbuildings around the pool. And of course, the clubhouse will stay as well. This is just a pool house and fitness center that's being constructed.
Okay. Any other questions from the committee? Supervisor Decker.
My understanding is this conditional use permit, it pertains to the golf operations that we're approving the conditions for that versus the plans for the pool house. Am I correct on that?
Correct. I think with what was stated is the fact that due to the fact that they were looking at doing this type of construction and went through the process for the variance and then looking to obtain their zoning permit, being the fact that the golf course, 1922, I think you had indicated earlier, is how long it's been there, exists without a conditional use permit. For us to be able to issue the permit, we need to bring it up to code and for a conditional use permit to be issued. And the conditions as stated indicate the different uses, which is for the country club, the restaurant, pro shop, tennis courts, and the swimming pool.
Thank you.
Yes. So you understand that you're going to prepare to sign the conditions for everything?
I am.
Okay. All right. Any other questions from the committee? Is there anybody in attendance that is in favor of this petition? Anybody in favor? Is there anybody opposed? Anybody here tonight against this petition? Seeing no one, do we have a recommendation on this?
We do. The town of Salem town board met on this on March 10th.
Summers.
Excuse me, Summers. We did have a lot of Salem items. Town of Summers town board met on this on March 10th. A motion was made to approve. The motion carried 5-2.
I make a motion to approve the conditional use permit.
I'll second.
Subject to conditions, please.
Oh, I'm sorry. I make a motion to approve the conditional use permit subject to the conditions stated.
I'll second.
All right. Motion to approve subject to the conditions and second by Supervisor Decker, second by Supervisor Gable. On the question, last chance for the question.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
If I was a high handicap bad golfer, you don't discriminate over there. I can still use this facility. Is that true, or would I have to be okay, so there's no discrimination. Well, then I think this is a good deal.
All right. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. And then I think you need to sign that.
Yes, we do have the conditions here that we would like for you to sign, that you're agreeing that you're going to abide by all of them.
Thank you. two certified surveys, Andy?
Yes, we have two certified surveys before the committee tonight. One is Robert M. and Vivian R. Lorraine trustees for Lorraine Folk Holding Trust, David Smith agent. And then we have the Attic Self Storage LM Inc. owner, Town of Salem agent. We have for you a set of conditions. The planning and development staff reviewed and recommend approval subject to the conditions.
Individually or together? I make a motion to approve the two certified survey maps subject to the conditions stated.
We have a motion to approve the two certified surveys subject to the conditions that are stated in the attached documents by Supervisor Decker, seconded by Supervisor Gable. Any questions from the petitioners that are here? If not, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Approval of the minutes.
Motion to approve. Second.
Motion by Supervisor Gable to approve. Second by Supervisor Decker. Any additions or corrections? All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Citizens' comments. Comments on anything that, at all? No? Any other business, Andy?
Just wanted to inform the committee that next month, even though there will be a committee meeting for UW Extension, the second portion of the hearing for planning and development items, there won't be any items for the month of April.
Okay. And I think we have a big meeting for that, youth and governance, so that would probably be unfortunate.
That would also mean we don't have a work session.
That's correct. There'll be no work session as well for April.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion by Supervisor Decker to adjourn, second by Supervisor Gable. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you.